is so good. He's so merciful. Amen. A lot of people would say that this is a joke, but talk to the person who's being healed.
Yes.
Amen. Talk to the person who's battling with cancer or some sickness, some disease.
Yeah.
Talk to the addict who desperately wants to be free from drug addiction. I know many young people who are addicted to drugs and alcohol and all sorts of things, and they found salvation in Jesus, which in turn led to their restoration and healing. So it's not a joke. It's not weird. I think what's happened is we've kind of lost our first love a little bit. There's more of a gap between us and God than there ever was. Partly because of our society, but mostly because of our laziness. That might be a hard thing to say. At church, we're supposed to be happy and excited, which we are. But we have got to draw closer to God. We are the light of the world. Jesus called us a city on a hill. If you don't know what that means, it's like a big old hill. You see a big city up there with all its lights shining. You're like, hey, I'm going that way. That's my beacon of hope, my beacon of light. I'm going to beeline it straight towards the city on a hill. But we've been distracted by all these things. The enemy, it's his plan to get us distracted from what we've been called to do, to keep us out of church. And I've heard this argument more times than I cared to mention. Now, you don't have to go to church to be saved, and you're absolutely right. You do not have to go to church to be saved. You can get saved anywhere at any time, but it doesn't stop there. And if you talk to any person who has come out of addiction, they'll say that one thing that their counselors drilled into them, you got to keep coming. You know, you might stumble, you might fall, but you got to keep coming. And the key to success, especially with your Christian walk, is you got to keep coming. Regardless of how busy life gets, we have to make time for Him. Because the Bible says that He's the author and the finisher of our faith. How can we accomplish what God has for us? How can we live an abundant life if we're not here? Because I guarantee you, once you get home, it's relaxation time. Tell me if I'm wrong. Home is sanctuary, man. That's where I just put on the comfy clothes, sit down, I watch TV. And that's okay. But there has to be time for God. He has to be priority number one in your life. Regardless of anything else, regardless of your friends, regardless of your family, regardless of your spouse, God has to be number one. Why? Because you cannot live a successful Christian life without God. It's impossible. There's too many negative influences in this world that are going to distract you. The Bible says that the enemy roars around like a lion, seeking who he may devour. Who he may devour. See, he can't devour you unless you want to be eaten. Right? Well, how does that happen? Well, you give up. You stop coming to church. You stop being committed to what God is doing in your life, in the church body. This is your family. This is your second family, your spiritual family. We're here not to condemn. We're not here not to judge. We're here to encourage. The Bible says that iron sharpens iron. We're here to sharpen each other. If you're not here, I'm missing out because you're not sharpening me. You're missing out because we're not sharpening you. You got to come. I've told many young people, I don't care if you walk in here drunk, stoned, just out of jail, keep coming. Because God can get through all of that. Yeah. Because I guarantee you, your spirit's not drunk. Your spirit's not high. He's just weak. And you keep feeding him and you keep building him up and you keep pumping him up with the word of God. Guess what? He's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And pretty soon those demons have no power in your life because you know who you are in Christ. Right? Why do you think that addiction is so rampant right now? Because he's at the end of his rope and he is trying to distract people from the truth. He's trying to get people hooked on drugs and then ultimately kill them. And if we are not here to spread the word because we're just too lazy to get up out of bed and come to church and get fed and get built up and get strengthened, how are we going to reach these people? How are we going to show them the love of God when we don't have it ourselves? Don't get me wrong. I love everyone here. I'm just excited to see what God is doing in your life. But there has to be a time where you can say, enough. God comes first. Yeah. He has to come first. All else, everything else doesn't matter. Because you can't take anything else with you but the person next to you. Look to your left. Look to your right. This place should be packed with more people that need to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we are the ones that are going to go into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We. Say we. We are going into all the world. What's the world? I don't want to go to Guatemala. Well, neither do I. I've been to Peru. Ain't going back. My world is West Palm Beach. As far as I'm going. Amen. Oh, I have horror stories. Believe me. I went overseas one time. Once was enough. But you young people, the enemy's got it out for you. All you guys. Enemy does not want you to understand who you are in Christ. He doesn't want you to know that you have more power inside of you than he has in all the legions of hell. One word from you, inspired by the Holy Spirit, will cause every demon to flee. That is the truth. Because you see, what happens is when you stand in front of an enemy,
He doesn't see you. Because it's the spirit realm, remember. He sees the legions of God's army behind you. And you speak the word of Jesus over any situation. I don't care. If you believe that the wall will come down, it'll come down. If you believe, you don't need to come up to this line. It's great to come up to this line, but you don't need to come up to this line to believe for healing. The Bible says that believers lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Who's a believer here? Put your hand on your body where it hurts. And you say, in Jesus' name, I am healed by his stripes. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Now get an idea of that real quick. What time we got? I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Anybody ever seen Nickelodeon? Y'all laughing because you know where I'm going. That green ooze went everywhere. Everywhere. Places that water can't even get to. It went there. But we are covered literally from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. That saving grace. That is who we are. We are victorious in everything that we do. We can overcome any foe, any enemy, any obstacle. Bible says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. But we gotta be here. We need to fill this place. We need to show people, our family, our friends, that church is what matters. God is what matters. And what goes on in this church, someone once said, and it just struck me. You need to find your home, your local home, which is your church, and you need to pour your life into it. Ask yourself this question. I've seen a lot of your faces for a long time. Are you pouring your life into this body? Because if you're not, why aren't you? This is what matters. Lives, salvations, hope, encouragement. Those things are what matter. I want to see this whole community in this church because we have the truth. We know the truth. We know it will set them free. We just can't come when we want and expect that God's going to do anything in our lives. Not because he don't want to, it's just you can't hear him. I don't know why we're going this way, but we're going. Again, I love you guys. You help Pastor Peggy and I complete what God is doing in our lives. You are a part of our vision. Hallelujah. I look around, I just see so much potential in every one of you guys. You four right there. Come here. Let me have my ushers. The whole time I've been on stage or up here, I've been just focused, laser focused on you guys. And God's got something for you. He's got blessings beyond your comprehension. I know what it is. That's exciting, man. Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, we got to go. I could just stay here and talk about God all day long, but how many have been encouraged this morning? Good. If you need anything, if you don't understand something, if you're confused about anything when it comes to the Word of God, we're here. We can help you find your place. We can help you find your calling. Pastor Peggy and I have been doing this a long time. The Holy Spirit has inspired us to keep moving forward no matter how many obstacles come our way. And we can help you do the same thing. But keep coming. Keep putting God first, making Him first in your life. And all the ups and downs will start to settle down. They'll start to level out a little bit. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and get ready to take up our tithes and our offerings.